This is also a landmark date in Tunisia, where the Arab Spring began. 3 years ago today, Tunisia's longtime ruler stepped down in the face of a popular uprising. His departure sparked both celebration and uncertainty. A nation that blended European, Arab, and African cultures became a scene of contention where Islamists took a growing share of power. But unlike other countries in the Arab Spring, Tunisians seem to be overcoming their religious-secular divide. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley is in the capital, Tunis, on the Mediterranean coast.
62-year-old Munir Khalifa is dining with his friends at a fashionable restaurant on the beach. Khalifa is part of Tunisia's significant secular population. Most live on the coast and look across the Mediterranean toward Europe. Khalifa is a literature professor. He is Muslim, but he doesn't want religion to play a role in Tunisia's new democratic government.
Okay, let's raise a glass. Here's to you.
Before the fall of the dictator in 2011, when overt religion was discouraged, Tunisians didn't fully know each other's beliefs. Khalifa and his friends were convinced that the majority of Tunisia's 11 million people were secular-minded like they were. When the moderate Islamist party ENNAHDA won 42% of the seats in an elected constituent assembly in 2011, they were stunned. Khalifa says he and other secular Tunisians don't trust the Islamists.
The government that is dominated by the moderate Islamists was getting its hands on all the apparatus of the state. And we feared that they would move towards an authoritarian, theocratic system of government.
The call to prayer rings out 5 times a day over Tunis. Only the most pious go to the mosque at 6:30 in the morning. 43-year-old Nabil Rezgi is one of them. Afterwards, Rezgi heads to work as the manager of the sports apparel store. Rezgi voted for the moderate Islamist party, ENNAHDA.
Democratic and Islamic, les deux, c'est mélange.
I wanted a democratic government that was also Islamic, some of both. The party had a lot of good ideas, but I admit they made some mistakes.
The inexperienced party was inept at governing. The economy got worse, and people say the trash doesn't even get picked up. And the Islamist-led government was accused of letting radical Salafis wreak havoc. It was the last straw in 2013 when 2 secular politicians were gunned down in broad daylight, allegedly by Salafis. After the second assassination, women, students, trade unions protested for weeks, demanding that the Islamist-led government step down. Meanwhile, the military coup in Egypt, ousting an Islamist party there, sent shivers through ENNAHDA. They agreed to sit down with the secular opposition to draft the country's constitution. Atiya Fatoum is an Islamist member of Tunisia's elected assembly. She says the party did right to compromise.
C'est la Tunisie. C'est un mixage.
There's a mix of everyone in Tunisia. And it's not because we have a religious movement now that the secular people are going to go away. We've got to live together and respect each other.
ENNAHDA has also agreed to step aside for a non-political caretaker government and new elections this year. That process has already started. People here can watch their lawmakers write the constitution on the Tunisian equivalent of C-SPAN. There have been hard-fought battles, like the one to enshrine equality between men and women. When Article 45 on equality did pass, assembly members rose to their feet to sing the national anthem. Though each side is hardly getting everything it wants, it's this constitution, a roadmap for the future, that reassures both Rezgi in his sporting apparel shop and Khalifa in his restaurant.
I feel hopeful and optimist. Both secularists and Islamists and activists from civil society all got together and worked out a solution which is possibly not a perfect one, but a workable one.
As Tunisians celebrate their anniversary today, many say that for the first time since the revolution, they feel confident they're building a democracy. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Tunis.
We're glad you're with us this morning on your public radio station. Remember, you can follow Morning Edition throughout the day on social media. We're on Facebook. You can also find us on Twitter. We're at Morning Edition, at NPR Inskeep, at NPR Green, at NPR Montaigne.